Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Today, we're going to talk about Reisterstown Road Plaza, and I can almost hear what you're about to say. Johns, you're supposed to talk about historic stuff, not modern stuff. Well, I hate to break it to you, but the modern Reisterstown Road Plaza is now over 60 years old. And if you remember stores there like Hex, or more recently, Heckinger Home Improvement, well, all I can say is that we're all getting to be a little bit historic. But even if you miss the Heckinger era, the plaza, as everybody called it, and especially its anchor store Stewart's, was George Jetson cool. It was designed in the modern style, and not just by anyone, but the father of Art Moderne, Raymond Loewy, who gave us this now quintessential sleek and classic look in everything from toasters to train engines to the Skylab space station. But let's start in Baltimore in the early 1960s. That's when the plaza opened in a wave of suburban shopping malls sweeping the nation. Edmondson Village was our first in 1947, and then Towson Plaza, now Mall, in 1959. Reisterstown Plaza in 1962 came next and was a product of its times. It was open air, with shop doors facing onto outdoor walkways. It had two giant Baltimore-based anchors, Hex and Stewart's, and especially the Stewart store, it was designed in the very chic style of the day, modern. The modern style, also called Art Moderne, arose in France in the 1930s. It was originally called ocean liner style after the French passenger ship, the SS Normandy, that was sleek black and white and sometimes called the finest ship ever built. In creating modern, designers essentially stripped off the ornamentation of the earlier Art Deco period, replacing details with smooth concrete and glass and stainless steel. By the 1960s, modern had popped up in everything from refrigerators to Coca-Cola advertisements. And to an almost unbelievable degree, there was one person behind all of it, Raymond Loewy. Loewy was born in France and moved to New York as a young man. He started work as a window designer for places like Macy's and Saks and Wanamaker's. Later in life, he was quoted as saying, "I was offended that my adopted country was swamping the world with junk-looking stuff." And clearly, he set out to correct that. Loewy turned automobiles into sleek driving machines like the famous Starlight Studebaker with its 180-degree wraparound rear window that aficionados consider one of the most beautiful cars ever made. He did it with the signature Baldwin diesel locomotive with its striking shark nose front. And in the 1960s and early 1970s, he did it with NASA, where he helped design the Skylab space station, modeling it into something right out of the Jetsons. He got them to include a dining room where the astronauts could eat and look out of an enormous window back to planet Earth. He got them to design each sleeping quarter differently to give a sense of individuality. And he got them to put little magnets inside the knives and forks and spoons so they wouldn't float away in the gravity-free environment. Back here on Earth, Loewy brought the same approach to the design of Stewart's department store at Reisterstown Plaza. The original version was a windowless box accented with brick and stone and slate. Think modern as stripping down of details. The inside had sleek curving lines, bright lighting, and a clean and orderly layout distinct from the clutter of older stores. Today, after decades of changes, it's a little hard to see the modern at Reisterstown Road Plaza, but go on out and do a little architecture hunting, and you may just find a historic sleek line or two hidden among the other more mundane mall-like stuff. And then go back home and look at the retro toaster on your kitchen counter and give a little thanks to the father of modern design and the Stewart's department store at the plaza, Raymond Loewy. For more information on Reisterstown Plaza, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.